I hardly like to ask this, Jeeves. What then?
Somewhat surprisingly, sir, things resolved themselves to the great satisfaction of everyone concerned. Except, perhaps, Mr. Budge.
Why? What happened to Cyrus?
When your pursuers caught up with you, for some reason they assumed Mr. Budge to be the would-be burglar and not yourself.
How on earth did they jump to that conclusion?
Who can say, sir? Perhaps in the melee under cover of darkness?
Possibly. It seems to me, Jeeves, there's more to this story than meets the ear. Anyway, Bingo and Honoria?
Happily united, sir.
Gussie and Madeline?
Likewise.
Harold and Stiffy?
Given Sir Watkins' full blessing. Though Miss Bing did vow publicly never to involve you in any scheme of hers ever again.
Good heavens, what a bonus. And Sir Watkin himself?
Utterly confused. However, at this point in the evening, the narrative proceedings concluded with the arrival of your replacement banjo.
Oh, splendid. And have we got a recording of that, too?
We have, sir. Your opening number, Banjo Boy, complete with full supporting chorus.
Full supporting chorus?
I thought that was the very least we could do, sir, under the circumstances.
Splendid. Send them away with their feet tapping. Let's hear it, Jeeves.
Sir.
Jeeves?
You may recall, sir, that on this recording you used the latest acoustically balanced and delayed resonation strings on your banjo. A set of ABDR strings designed to project the sound over a wider area. Their effect was to give the impression of silence only in the immediate vicinity of the instrument itself.
Really?
And of course far too sensitively tuned for mere microphones to record.
I see. What you're saying is, we won't be able to hear me playing.
I regret not, sir.
Not a note?
Not on the actual recording itself, sir. But then the banjo is, of course, essentially a live instrument.
Yes, yes. I'll take your word for it.
I think, nonetheless, on the recording, the listener will easily be able to grasp the musical intention.